Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois lawmakers have approved a resolution calling on President Biden to allow longtime undocumented immigrants in Illinois to work and live in the U.S. legally. A coalition of organizations in support of this resolution says unauthorized immigrant workers are often underpaid and they're vulnerable to exploitation in the workplace. About 400,000 undocumented immigrants live in Illinois. Chicago officials are releasing new renderings of a satellite concourse that's under construction at O'Hare International Airport. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports the design is modeled after the orchard that once sat on the land. The 19-gate satellite concourse will include a new global terminal and an underground tunnel that connects facilities. One of the lead architects, Ryan Culligan, says the concourse will have skylights and expansive windows and will be like moving through an orchard.
These travelers will enjoy natural daylight and will be connected with landscapes native to the Chicagoland region, offering a rare opportunity to relax in nature at an airport.
O'Hare's call letters, ORD, is an abbreviation of Orchard and is a nod to the area's rural past. This part of the project is expected to be completed by 2028. The Chicago Sky try to bounce back tonight from a disappointing loss in Saturday's home opener. Chicago is now 2-2 for the season and will welcome the Seattle Storm to the Wintrust Arena tonight. Sky coach Teresa Weatherspoon says she recognizes her young team is still learning.
Of course, everyone talks about our defense. Our defense can be much, much better. And offensively, we can do better with execution. You know, we want to share the ball. We want the ball to move. We want player movement, ball movement, spacing and pace. If we can do that, we definitely give ourselves a chance.
The Seattle Storm also has an even win-loss record coming off back-to-back victories at home. Tip-off is 7 o'clock tonight. Illinois' largest known tree is a 200-year-old, 122-foot eastern cottonwood. It's in Mount Morris, Illinois. The conservation group Natural Land Institute is recognizing the eastern cottonwood as its tree of the month. Kim Johnson works with the organization and says the size of this tree is not its only noticeable characteristic.
It has a limb, a huge limb that goes off the side of the tree, and I've seen children climbing on it. So, and this is at this preserve. It's a public preserve, Bald Hill. So it's a fun tree.
The Illinois Big Tree Register was established in 1962 to record and appreciate the largest native tree species in the Prairie State. And you can find that registry at go.illinois.edu/champion-trees. Weather, cloudy skies. You'll see some scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low 70s. And then cloudy with rain tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine on Wednesday, high near 70. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.